Hello everyone, it's Pastor Paul from Exeter United with this week's scripture reading and a little message to go with it. Today we're going to actually read two scripture readings, and they go like this. The first one is from Micah 6. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sins of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with God? Our second reading comes from the first letter to the people of Corinth that Paul wrote. So 1 Corinthians 1. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scholar? Where is the debater of the age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of the proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews ask for signs, and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to abolish things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. In contrast, God is why you are in Christ, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Now, as I said, we had two scripture readings today, and some people might wonder how I pick scripture. I follow what is called a lectionary. An lectionary is a way for ministers and those who study the Bible to research the Bible or read and study the vast majority of the Bible over a course of a three-year period. Each week there are four readings selected, and from those four readings we select what we'd like to study and discuss. Today I chose to focus a little bit more on the letter that Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote to the people of Corinth. Now, I wrote this letter to the people of Corinth because they were struggling. They now had seeked out Christ. They were followers of the way. And then we have people within the community that were bickering amongst themselves, quarreling, so to speak, because some believed that they were the wiser. Some people felt that they were the ones that were more noble to talk about Christ. Some people said that you have to follow the tradition. So there was a lot of bickering going on as how we follow Christ. And of course, this letter to the people of Corinth, a lot of us know one portion of it, which was 1 Corinthians 13. And of course, that one we know is all about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. And so on and so forth. And that's what we all think about when we listen to the First Corinthians. But Paul had other pieces to that whole letter to the people. And remember, he was trying to get them to stop bickering and quarreling amongst themselves, but to come together, to work together for a greater purpose, which of course is spreading the good news of Christ. Now, I personally like the scripture, the 1 Corinthians piece that I read to you today, because of that one line that I love so much. God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Think about that. God's foolishness is greater than human wisdom. I like this so much because our world today, we take more stock in our own abilities, our own wisdom, and quite frankly, we spend more time working on our own creations, our own inventions, seeking answers to actually how the world was actually created, minus, of course, God's impact. And we've also spent a lot of time discrediting God at every moment. So I like it when God comes, the words come out that God's foolishness is greater than our wisdom. I mean, you have to think about how well are we really doing things on our own as a world. After whether you're reading the news on your devices, listening to podcasts, radios, TV, wherever you're collecting that news, do we see ourselves getting any better? I mean, we have climate change. We still have a lot of discrimination. There's war, sadly. There's greed. There's been shootings. There's still hunger. The suffering through the pandemic that has caused many people to be upset and confused. Even the governments are getting, they create these peace treaties and these laws to protect people. But we don't seem any further ahead, do we? We seem to be struggling. Just like the people of Corinth were back in the day when Paul wrote that letter. And he was reminding the people that we still need to seek out God. I have to say, though, even religions and churches, we're not off the hook on this either. We say we're focused on God, and yet, what happens? We still try and do our own things. Think how many denominations there are. Think of how many religions are bickering with each other over who said what and why. There's those who are historical, those who are theologians who look at things differently. There's no right answer there. We go back to God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. It's a struggle for all of us. Now you might wonder why I like this so much. Well, it's how Paul was trying to get the people to realize that you have to have faith that God is working in our lives. And that we should put our differences aside to know that God is working in each and every one of us. Each one of us has gifts and talents. So what does this mean for the people of Exeter United? Well, we're in that process of figuring out who we are as we want to move forward into the future. What type of ministry we want to reach out to the community, as well as internally. We want to be able to figure out how we're doing things, and this is where we're going to be challenged with each other, working together, figuring these out. We're not always going to agree, but we should be focused on, no matter how we work through this, to come to that agreement is to be respectful to each other, to be fair to each other, and certainly to be kind, just as the Lord asks us to. We need to focus on trusting that God is a part of our lives and that God is directing us. God is there to connect each and every one of us as we move forward. That's what I want you to think about. We're coming together to figure out what Exeter United is going to look like in the future as we seek out and look at our past and the outreach programs that we do, and to hopefully we'll continue to do, but to add for the new needs of the world and the town of Exeter. But we have to remember that it's not just on ourselves. It's also on God to help us along the way. How do we do that? Well, that's a challenge that we're all faced with. We have to first have faith and trust that God is working in us. We need to pray and listen for what God is telling us, sometimes directly to us, sometimes through other people, and sometimes through the events and situations that we're in, how God is coming out to us. It's a new path that we're on, and it can be a scary one because we don't know what the future will lead us to. But we have to take that leap of faith to reach out in a new way, in an exciting way. We have to remember that we have to work together to do this. It's very important that we work together. And again, every step along the way, as we're looking and questioning and trying to figure out all those new future opportunities, the outreach that God has always called us to do, to work together. So after prayer, the other thing that we need to remember to do, and it's quite simple, it really is. Micah said it best. When we're trying to figure things out, as we work together, remember to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with the Lord. Blessings to everyone this week. God bless, and hope to see you again next week. Bye now.